I don't have much time to share a whole lot because I think what the Lord said is what He wanted said. And so we won't get into a lengthy teaching. But this kept coming through me and through me. Especially when I stood up here and the Lord spoke to me and said, have Roz come back up. And when she did, sometimes it's real strange, but sometimes speaking in tongues, you sometimes are blessed with the supernatural understanding of the language that comes forth. Sometimes you interpret a gist of it, but other times you can really, really understand the tongue. It's strange, but it just comes to your understanding. You know what's being said. And that's the way it was with Roz this morning. And I hadn't really saw the importance of that until her tongue went forth. What I'm talking about is one time Maxine came up here. Is she here this morning? Or there she is. And I don't know if you guys were here that Sunday morning. She came forward. She started speaking in tongues directly. Do you remember that, Maxine? Directly at me. Was pointing her finger. And she was speaking directly to me. And what she was saying also included John Cook to a point. And so when she got through, man, I didn't know how to react to it because I heard her in English. You guys heard her in tongues. But I heard her in my language. I thought you guys heard it. And I didn't know how to respond to it of what she said to me. Until I looked at you all and you all just sat there like you didn't know. And so I said, well, did you understand what was... You said, no. And I realized, oh, I heard it in English. But she spoke it. In a tongue to you, but it was English to me, you know. It's kind of what happened this morning with Roz. I get caught up and sometimes those things will happen. But something, I don't know if you picked it up, but it came out of my spirit. So I went back and I looked at it because sometimes I'll go over what I said out of my spirit and not realize it. Well, what I said out of my spirit, I don't know whether you picked it up or not. You guys should have got it on CD. That Daniel understood by books the position of the nation of Israel, but he didn't understand the Gentile church. So the books were closed up until that end time. I thought that was interesting. I hadn't seen that before. So I went over to Daniel 12 where it talks about it. And as I was reading, I began to realize, wow, so that's what's happening. John and I here all in the last year, a little bit, maybe 6 months ago, we had some tremendous mysteries we didn't know how to break. And how many of you know that when you don't understand biblical terms, how many of you know those kind of things has to be prayed out by tongues? Now, I've learned how to draw the mind of Christ across that void. When I say across the void, I'm talking about a man's sensual mind not being able to comprehend the Word of God. And we all possess it because that's where the nature of death works out of, through the body. But I told you one morning, I stood in my office and said, I'm not going down to service until this mystery is broken. Remember I shared that with you? And I said, it's been a mystery for me for years. Now, people have given their own interpretation of this mystery. They've given me their thought on it. But, you know, I've learned something about the Holy Spirit. And I learned it real well. It don't matter how much of an intellect you've got. When the Holy Spirit speaks, it does the intellect disjustice. It always discredits what you think it is. But it always lines up with the Word of God and makes the Word of God so complete. And there was a couple of mysteries there that I didn't understand. And finally, just before, just as service started, it came to mind. understanding, the revelation came. I was so beside myself, I didn't know what to do. Caught it. Of course, last Sunday, I shared some of it with you, going through Matthew 23, 24, 25. And I can't speak much today because our time is up, but I want to say this, that next Sunday, we're going to speak more on some end time things. We're going to give a clarity as to the second advent and the rapture and show you passages. And John and I will put them on paper so you guys won't have to write while you're listening. I'd rather have you get it. And this morning, when Roz was speaking, literally she made a statement about these books now being open concerning the end of time in the nation of Israel. And that was some of the mysteries that John and I couldn't break. We heard many concepts on it. But I'm excited because this morning what I got, if I didn't get anything, is that there is a move of the Spirit now, the Holy Spirit, in His ability to start revealing things to the church has been in dark for a long time of. Isn't that good news? That I'm not talking about just me and by His Word. I'm talking about wherever the kingdom of God is. I believe that there is now a church seeking God by the Holy Spirit to interpret Scripture and not the glory of another man. I said, well, Lord, what about the earlier part of my training on end time things and everything? And He says, you notice that I always kept your interest away from it. And I said, yeah. He said, because, He said, most of the light that you've gotten about end time things, especially Revelation, He said, you got it from men who did not know how to pray the mysteries out. And He says, now, He says, more and more people are starting to know how to pray the mysteries out. And He says, once the Holy Spirit is given control, He says, then more light will come. Well, that came with what was said today through Roz. That shocked me. But we're going to see some really wonderful things unfold through the Word of God. I'm telling you, I'm excited about it. And Dean even shared some more stuff with me that he actually kept it from me because he didn't know where I was at on it. But when he shared it, I was kind of surprised. But you know, I'm saying all this to say this. People, get excited because I believe the Holy Spirit is going to take over the place of other ministers and start revealing the mind of the Scriptures of God's Word. We've got to go back to the Holy Spirit. We've got to spend the time there. We can't just let men pass things down with us without the Holy Spirit approving of it. Are you following me? Because if there's a ceiling on their life, it'll be on ours, and we don't want it. I want, if there's going to be a ceiling, I want it where God's put the ceiling there, not man. Amen. And already I'm excited because now I'm starting to understand some things on the book of Revelations that I understood before. I've heard people preach. Sue and I sat in school. They went through the whole book. We don't even remember hardly anything they ever taught. Just a bunch of junk. But lately, as I'm beginning to see it in the New Testament, and once it's clearly defined in the New Testament, then Revelations gets easier. But there's a lot of people that try to explain end time things not understanding the New Testament without going to the book of Revelation, or it gets really wild. But I don't know how many times we attempted the book of Revelation. John and I kept coming to a standstill. And somebody said, well, how do you know you're right and all that? Well, one thing about the Scriptures of God's Word, they all fit like a puzzle perfectly together to complete a clear picture. And we kept running into things that we could not define as to the meaning of them. And I think that we're in a time period now that praying in tongues, that's going to happen. Now, in closing, I want to share this, what happened. Is Tim here? Tim, you were with me. Remember at camp meeting? Dad Hagen had that visitation. Remember that on the platform? Tim and I were sitting together. And I don't remember how many camp meetings ago that was. Was it 5 or 6? About 6 or 7 years ago. What had happened is Kenneth Hagin was on the platform and he stood up to give start giving his message, and all of a sudden he stopped and he turned. Then he looked up and a figure came down. And we couldn't see it, but he was seeing this figure. And he was talking to it. Remember that, Tim? And Tim and I, all of a sudden, we leaned over the edge of our seat. What's he doing? And he's sitting there and he's communicating with an unseen force. And I remember, matter of fact, they got that prophecy or that thing on, I got it on paper form. It was typed out. And anyway, he's communicating with Dad Hagen, and Dad Hagen said some key things, and I don't know if you remember, Tim, but he said, "Well, Lord, then that's not for my time period." So evidently what was being communicated with Kenneth Hagen was not for his time period, his personal ministry. So he knew that he would be gone. See, now I picked it up after the fact, but he knew he would not be here when he went. So that was interesting to me. And so I'm wondering, what in the world was that? What he says, because he kept saying, I never understood it that way. Isn't that how he said it? I never understood it that way. I still don't understand it, but nevertheless, it's true. Yes, Father, I understand. I remember this very clearly. Yes, I understand that the generation that's beyond me will be into 1 Corinthians 14:1-5. You know what that is? A generation that prays out the mysteries in tongues. Now, what I'm seeing happen is there's too many ministers following other ministers. And they're not setting time aside on their own to pray in tongues and pray the mysteries out. Are you following me? And what I heard Roz say today, I'm beginning to think that connection was that the Lord was telling Kenneth Hagin that the understanding of books will start opening up on end time things. That's just my thought now. I'm not saying that's what was actually happening because I didn't see who Kenneth Hagin was talking. But Kenneth Hagin kept saying, well, that's beyond me. I mean, yes, I understand that. Yes, I cannot give that to them now. And I saw him look as whoever was there. Was it the Lord Jesus that was there with him? But he watched him go up. And so I knew. How many of you remember what I said? We're closer than what you give yourself credit to understand. And doctrine has to change. You know, the Bible says to occupy till he comes. I'm beginning to see what he means by that is to go ahead and continue on like you are, but it has to be secondary to your position in Christ. So I do believe the church is now going to see books, understandings, open up in Scripture that we've never understood before, simply because those who taught us did not pray the mysteries out. They just took it for granted rather than prayed them out. Now, I've heard other people's interpretation, but nothing ever really fit. When you really understand how God thinks and how God is in the heart of the Father, things come together a lot clearer. And there are a lot of people interpreting things that not even nowhere is near the heart of my Father. Because they don't know Him. You've got to know your Father in order to interpret Him. You've got to have that fellowship with Him. And you know, today in closing, I want to encourage you. If you've broken fellowship with the Lord, you need to get back into that fellowship with Him. Quit living out of the body of flesh because you have to give an account of what you practice through your body to Him at the Bema or tribunal seat of Christ. And so if you've allowed your physical being more your leadership than your spiritual being, you need to make the switch. And those of you that are here Wednesday night, you know what I'm talking about because we're going into detail of the origin of the sensual mind and where it came from. Many of you have been said you've been just simply blessed by the understanding of a lot of it. Well, it's going into a book titled Our Worst Enemy. And I'm excited about it. But things are going to begin to change for by His Word as well. God began to speak that there would be an opportunity come to our church to reach our community in a more effective way. He instructed me to begin to pray out the perfect will of God before we make any decisions, especially financially. He says, we're going to move in an area. He says, I have not given you an understanding of the word for you to sit on it. But God spoke to me when last Sunday or the Sunday before. He came all over me and he began to speak to me. And it caught me off guard because we're right in the middle of worship. And he said, Jan, I'm going to hold you accountable for your housetop. Remember, it says once you've gotten the light of the gospel, it said shout it from the housetop. He said, I'm holding you accountable for your housetop. And he says, I'm holding your people responsible to get with you on that housetop. And so we're going to reach our community in a wonderful way. And we're going to get this light out to our community because it will bless believers and it will help them. I think the Holy Spirit is fed up with men taking a position to interpret God that have not qualified to teach what they're teaching unless they spend that time with the Holy Ghost to get his mind on the subject. And the more I begin to see certain things unlock, ask John, I'll always go to some of my reference material, and I ain't learned nothing new. These other men have got the same understanding all along, been around for years. It's just that the Holy Spirit is taking over and moving men out of the way, and he's starting to put Jesus in the forefront. We've got to seek for the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and everything else will fall in line, because his day is coming for the church. And the sad thing about it is, many pastors that I'm aware of have abandoned the rapture concept. They don't believe in it no more. They call it old doctrine. They ask me, do I believe in it? And I say emphatically, yes, even more. Why? Well, we're the restrainer. We've got to be removed. Antichrist can't rule with us around. Why? Because of the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts. We're the restrainer. We're the salt of the earth. Well, I don't feel salted. I know you lost your savor. Go home and take a salt shaker. Stand up, everybody. Father, I love your people, and I love your word, and I love the Holy Spirit. Father, no man can brag upon himself, only that which the Holy Spirit imparts, because the Holy Spirit, you are our teacher. Oh, hallelujah. I love you so much. And Father, I thank you for the hours that I've been spending praying the mysteries out just to know you, to know your mind, to know your thinking, to know how you do things so that I can interpret you clearly through the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you for that inner witness. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for showing me how I can bring the mind of Christ across my sensual mind, that place of voidness, to understand all things through Scripture, to subdue my carnal mind and to make it obey me. Oh, I thank you for that, Father, more than anything else. Put a hunger in the heart of your people to hear the Word of God. Put a hunger in their heart to hear the Holy Spirit speak to them daily. Put a hunger in them, Father, as never before, so that they don't go back to the authority of their body, but go back to the enlightenment of Scripture to put a fire in them as never before. Father, this I pray for our church. I pray for everyone here that they get to that place. That, Father, that the world and the appearance of it would lose its glory, and that a fire would burn for the Scriptures of your word in them, so that they would be consumed by you. And I thank you, Father, you told me where the end time church is. It's in the completion of the book of Acts. And I thank you for it. We will carry on what the apostles began. Just before you return, we'll be where they've been. Father, we pray out the mysteries. We pray out the mind that was delivered to them every day. Because of your wonderful Holy Spirit, we see you plainly. May every one of your people have that. In Jesus' name. Now in closing this morning, if you've been here and you've never received Jesus, we want to give you the opportunity to receive him. Oh, I can't begin to tell you what it means to be a Christian, a wonderful believer. And number two, if you've been out of fellowship and you want to restore that fellowship, believe me, it don't take but a heartbeat and you're back where you belong. And if you want prayer for your physical body, we want to lay hands on you. And the Bible says that the redemptive rights of Christ provided that healing for you already, and you can reach out and seize upon it and remove death from the physical body. Father, I thank you for the power of this wonderful position you placed the church in. And Father, may we enjoy the trip as we travel along with you in the understanding of the opening of the books in this end time. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. You're dismissed if you want prayer.